The Monroe County Civic Theater's production of Troubled Dreams, a Kaff collage by Roy Sillings, opens this Friday and Saturday in the Rose Fire Bay of the John Waldron Arts Center. I'm George Walker, and our guests are playwright Roy Sillings and the director David Nusko. Roy, three Kafka short stories and the metamorphosis in one show. My first thought, you've got a lot of nerve.
Yes, I'd say that's... It was interesting. I've always seen the metamorphosis and the report to the Academy as being parallel types of pieces. And actually, I couldn't say why, in looking over the stories and selecting the material, these other two got pulled in. But they fit in a certain way into the pattern of the piece.
The other two are?
In a Penal Colony and The Hunger Artist.
Right? So you've got three stories plus a novella. And somehow or other, you saw initially that there was a parallel in some ways in Metamorphosis and in the report to the Academy. They actually kind of go backwards, don't
they? That's right. That's a backwards parallel. That you'll find many of the details as well as the general action tend to be the reverse of each other. Metamorphosis is a tragedy, the report to an Academy is a perfect little satyr play to go with it.
The metamorphosis, a person discovers that he's turned into a bug.
That's
and
right.
In the report to the Academy, an ape decides that probably the thing to do is to be not only human but also a vaudevillian.
That's right. Right, a performer.
Right. Indeed.
Yes,
so you saw these two things working a bit at cross purposes in terms of the theatrics. Having you speak of one being a tragedy, the other a satyr play, reminds me that you did study classics at one time.
Right, yes. My undergraduate degree is in classical languages.
How do the other two plays work in terms of your classical trilogy there?
Well, not quite as neatly as those two, but again, they have a kind of a reverse structure of one that is retreating into passivity and one that is very aggressive, so they balance each other.
We're talking with Roy Sillings. He's the author of Troubled Dreams, a Kaff collage, and the director David Nusko. David's also active in the Bloomington Playwrights Project, and this is his first direction of a full-length piece. How did you link up with Roy Sillings in this particular project?
Well, I did the scenic design for Dracula, and Roy played Dracula for the Monroe County Civic Theater's Dinner Theater series.
David, what's your artistic background?
Primarily filmmaking and photography. Process of filmmaking is you deal very much with still images, and it's a really long sequence of still images, and much harder to tell a story. I chose to jump into the theater as a way to learn how to tell better stories. Theater has appealed to me ever since I was a kid. Part of directing for me, and at least in this case, is to try to develop the skills of working with actors in a more fluid way. For instance, the more freedom you provide the actors, usually the better the show will be, which is actually quite the opposite of filmmaking. You kind of tell them specifically what you need in order to get a shot. It's been quite a learning lesson, and thankfully the Monroe County Civic Theater is a great place for folks like me to, you know, kind of get your feet wet, so to speak.
There you go. We've been talking with David Nusko. He's the director of Troubled Dreams, a Kaff collage by Roy Sillings. The Monroe County Civic Theater's production opens this Friday and Saturday in the Rose Fire Bay of the John Waldron Arts Center, with additional performances on the 21st, the 27th, and the 28th. I'm George Walker.